And that was the opening theme for the American Legion Band of Bethlehem. And I have in the studio today, besides the conductor, the business manager, Mitch Houston. And of course, the conductor is myself. So I couldn't interview myself very well. So welcome, Mitch.
Thank you very much, George.
It's good to have you here. Sure. You've been associated with the band for how many years?
I've been with the band since, this is now my 45th year with the band, having joined the band back in 1968 as a wonderful 8th grade student.
Wow, that's fantastic. And of course, who was the conductor at that time?
Conductor, of course, was my father, Ray Houston, who recently retired back in, officially in 2012, which brought us to you, now being our director.
Okay, and how many years was he director?
Dad was the director of the band having since 1946, so a total 66 years. And the band was technically formed back with returning veterans from World War II in April of 46. And at that point, again, too, 100% veterans over the course of time. And throughout that time period, we're pretty much active in concerts and many parades throughout the eastern part of the United States, to say for sure, especially with a lot of the American Legion state and national conventions, came our forte as far as parades. And over the years, we're, you know, more of a concert band now, of course, and everything. But every once in a while, there's that desire to want to go out and hit the street one more time. But Dad's retired, and of course, as you know, we had a tribute concert to Ray on July 7th. Which was a wonderful evening for all of our band members.
Right, and then we had a wonderful concert that evening, honoring your dad for all the things he's done.
Right.
And he brought into the Valley with the band many dignitaries, didn't he?
Yeah, there was, one thing, again, too, being involved with being in the city of Bethlehem, and I have to even say myself, it's kind of carried over from that with being involved with the city of Bethlehem. We've been around every single mayor going all the way back into the 40s, and which has transcended over to me as being the announcer. I've probably been the announcer since the late 70s, as far as I can remember. Getting to all the mayors, and then that led into all the different functions we do, especially from the Legion and veteran side, getting a lot of the state reps and congressmen, state senators, and it's provided a lot of benefits to our organization, that, you know, being known in here, known not only in the city of Bethlehem, but the Lehigh Valley.
Mm-hmm. And also he brought in some musicians.
Oh, yes. Oh, geez, you go back, and it goes back even before my time. One thing, three musicians that come to mind was a great connection with the famed Goldman Band of New York City, which we can go back into, I believe, the late 30s and 40s, where Edwin Frankel Goldman and then his son Richard Goldman were coming in as guest conductors, not only with the Legion Band, but active with the Liberty High School Band, of course, at that time was under the direction of Joseph Recapito. And then that led to my dad's roommate from the Ernest Williams School of Music, which was Jimmy Burke, a very famed cornet soloist who did a lot of appearances here in the Lehigh Valley. But the connection of getting to a lot of the Goldman Band concerts provided for a lot of opportunities for us.
Okay, well, that's wonderful. I know it's a rich, rich heritage that I've I've taken over the podium for. Here is a march that we played at a recent concert, and it's called the Goldman Band March.
There you go.
So
excellent.
Written by the father, Edwin Franco Goldman.
Right.
So here's the American Legion Band under the direction of yours truly, and the Goldman Band March. And here in WDIY, that was music played by the American Legion Band of Bethlehem, and it was entitled the Goldman Band March. And I have here in the studio one of the members, the business manager for the American Legion Band, and that's Mitch Houston. And Mitch was commenting on how the band has changed a little bit since I've been directing it, and I hope it's for the better.
Absolutely, George.
Good. We're working on all kinds of musical things like balance and intonation and all the good things that make a band sound really,
right.
really good. What has the year been like so far? Any highlights that you can think of?
Well, definitely the highlights of the year has been the introduction, and now you as director back in March of this year. Everything that you're bringing into the band has been positive after positive here with the organization. It's provided a wonderful re-interest in a lot of our members in the band, like you were saying before, as far as everything from a musicality of what we do in the band, as also the increase in membership has been absolutely astounding to the organization. A lot of the longtime members more or less having a recreated interest in the band. And not that they're all planning on retiring. It has definitely made rehearsals absolutely different. That people know that, you know, we're going to put a product out on a weekend at one of our park concerts. We need to make sure we're having a most valuable rehearsal every Tuesday.
Right. And I've enjoyed working with the band. I know there's a lot of very good musicians and a very good, healthy attitude there of people who want to play great music and bring it to the audience here in Bethlehem. What concerts are coming up?
Well, we have a wonderful makeup concert, which, as most of the community bands in Lehigh Valley, you know, makes their schedules even harder. But this coming week, we have a concert on Wednesday, August 21st at 7:30 p.m. at the Rose Garden at 8th Avenue and Union Boulevard. That's a rain makeup from July 28th. So we invite the audience out to that concert. Our other officially scheduled concert again also this week, 2 days later, Friday night, August 23rd, 7:30 p.m. at the Rose Garden. And then we have our final park concert at the Rose Garden on Sunday, September 8th, the week after Labor Day. That's going to be at 3:00 in the afternoon. So mark your calendars accordingly. It's not a 7:30 p.m. concert. It'll be a 3:00 concert in the afternoon at the Rose Garden, which then leads me to a wonderful event that you personally have gotten involved with later on November 3rd. And we both can talk about that, is where both the American Legion Band of Bethlehem and the Marine Band of Allentown are doing a combination individual and joint concert together at Jordan Lutheran Church. That's going to be on November 3rd, and I'm sure we can talk. We can go right to that at that point in time.
Oh, sure.
It's been a wonderful. Yeah. Before we, you know, you get over to that, it's been a wonderful summer with the band, and I have to go back to the concert we recently held at Luther Crest Senior Living Community with your son, Eric Fennell, as our guest vocalist. Absolutely wonderful performance by your son. Definitely have a lot to be proud of. The response from the residents that over the last 24 hours, the day after the concert, was absolutely amazing. The complimentary responses we got back from the people who thoroughly enjoyed not only the band, but your son as the vocalist. Mm-hmm. So hats off to you.
Well, thank you.
To you and
much.
Your wonderful wife, Nancy.
Oh, yes. My wife is a tuba player in the band. It's a wonderful story. She was a music teacher for almost 25 years in the Allentown School District and a church organist. And lately I have found out that her secret desire has been to play in a band.
Oh, really?
So about 10 years ago, she said to me, what instrument could I learn to play? And I said, well, it's always needed is a tuba player. And her eyes kind of opened wide, and she says, okay, get me a tuba, and I'll learn to play it. So we got a small E-flat tuba, and she has picked it up and plays not only with the Legion Band, but also with the Municipal Band of Allentown, and she just loves it. She has fulfilled her life's dreams there. Yes, this Battle of the Bands that we're going to have on November 3rd should be interesting. We're kind of going to build it up as Allentown against Bethlehem, revive some old conflicts there. Not conflicts. What's the word I'm looking for?
Rivalries.
Yeah, right. Yeah. There we go.
Allentown High School versus Bethlehem High School.
Oh, boy.
Going way back.
That goes way back. Absolutely. And so I am business manager for the Marine Band and play in that. So, and there's a few others that are in both bands. So we're going to have to arrange the band so that a few of us can go back and forth. But we're inviting the public to come out and listen and judge just which is the better band. And then we'll also combine the bands for some big finale numbers. So,
that's going to be a great day.
Yep.
So looking forward to that.
Look forward to more information about
that. What time did we schedule that for, George?
I think that's a 3 o'clock
concert. 3 o'clock, very good. Right.
On the 3rd of November. One of the pieces that we might play is entitled Classics, Classics, Classics.
Oh, excellent.
And we played this a few weeks ago. And you will hear that it's not a finished product yet. There's still some things that have to be cleaned up in it, but I think we can do it justice. It's a little bit like the old Hooked on Classics.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. That was
popular back in the 70s and 80s. And it has a lot of... little snippets from very famous. So I'm not going to play the whole thing, but here, let's listen to a little bit of the American Legion Band with me conducting from Classics, Classics, Classics. With the strains of the trumpet voluntary, we will fade out of the American Legion Band of Bethlehem, conducted by yours truly, in a recent concert. We were just talking with Mitch Houston here in the studio, and we are in a rebuilding phase, and we practice every Tuesday night at 7:30. At the Northeast Middle School in Bethlehem, and that is on
Fernwood Street.
Fernwood Street.
Correct, in the band room.
Right, in the band room, which is on the north side of the building. Certainly anyone is invited to come and join us. We are trying to fill out the trombone section and the French horn section, looking for some double reed players.
Percussion.
More percussion.
Correct, yeah.
And so forth. Yep. So, you know, if you would like to give us a try, come out and join us. Just show up at 7:30 or a little before that.
And as we all know, the more musicians you have in the organization provides the opportunity. So, you know, as you know, you've been doing this long enough. Mm-hmm. So many people right away, geez, if I join, then I'm going to be committed, and then I'm going to be expected to be at every rehearsal and every concert. It's just a matter of what works best for you. Mm-hmm. But as I said before, what we've noticed here is that this point, everybody wants to be at rehearsal. Everybody wants to be at all those concerts because right. It's an enjoyable product that we put out this summer.
Right.
You know, again, like I said, we've gone through some rebuilding time here, and, you know, one could not have expected where we would be a year ago at this time today here on August 19th. So, again, kudos to the gentleman that keeps saying yours truly.
Right. Okay, thank you. I thank Mitch for showing up today and remind everyone that we do have a concert this Wednesday night at 7:30 at the Rose Garden and also on Friday evening at
right.
the Rose Garden, both mm-hmm. at 7:30 with the American Legion Band. I hope you can come out and support us and have some fun. I understand we're going to start try a new tradition on Friday night with some refreshments being served.
Yes, that's going to be fun.
Yes,
yeah, absolutely.
So if you want to support the band by purchasing some drinks and sweets and so forth, come
yeah,
out and have
great.
A good time. Yes, that'll be wonderful. Well, I thank you for showing up today.
Oh, thanks, George.
And you're on your way back to Luther Crest.
Absolutely.
If you want to find out more about Luther Crest, talk to Mitch. You'll find him there.
Thank you, George.
And we will close out now with a piece that we played at Luther Crest last Thursday entitled The Sinfonians.
Thank you.
And here on WDIY, you've been listening to music played by the American Legion Band of Bethlehem, with myself, George Fennell, conducting. I thank Mitch Houston, the business manager, for coming in today and having the interview about the history and future of the American Legion Band.